So, I assume you're already horny and probably hard. So, while you're, doing this, I want you to play your fap jams. If you listen to music while you masturbate, and if you don't, I am going to post my fap jams. And you can fap to my fap jams. Got it? Okay, so let's start. I assume you're fully clothed, and I assume you're sitting in front of your computer, or if you're on your phone listening, great. If you're on your computer, I want you to take off your shirt. So I'm gonna give you 20 sec- oh no, 20 seconds is too long. 10 seconds starting now. And we're gonna count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hopefully you're back. Are you back yet? If you're back, say you're back. Muy bien. So I assume you're topless now. If you have anything else on top, like, I don't know, an undershirt or a watch, a hat, glasses, anything at all. Piercings, take it off. All of it. I'll give you. Just pause this. Pause this. Because if you have piercings, it might take a while, so take it all off. Everything off. Like from the belt up. Nothing. Okay, now. You get your shirt. And then you lay it on a flat surface. And then you fold it. And then you lay it again on a flat surface. Then, focus on me again. With your left hand, assuming you have a left hand, you take it. You put it over your crotch, and then you spell your name with your palms. So, if your name is Azula, like me, which I don't think your name's Azula, if your name's Azula, that's pretty cool. My name really isn't Azula, obviously. I'm gonna spell my actual name on my crotch. So, with my palms. Did nothing for me, but for you, it might do something. If you have a short name that comprises like two letters, or maybe even one letter, like your name is probably M, spell out your full name. If your name is M N Oh. Okay. That's cool. If her name is MLE, Mleh, or Emily, go ahead. Now that you've spelled your name, I want you to stand up. Or not. But I'd prefer if you stood up. And then you shimmy your pants off. I want you to actually shimmy. Like, shimmy, 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 shimmy until it reaches your ankles. Keep it on your ankles. So hopefully you have boxers on. If you are completely naked now, well, fuck. Pull it back on. You need to have your boxers on. Pants are on the ankles, boxers on. Okay? Good. Now, I want you, with your right hand's index and middle finger, put your finger on your crotch, and with tiny circles, draw the constellation of Orion. So if you don't know the constellation of Orion, it has 7 main stars. So it comprises like the body, the Orion's belt, and other things. So, either if you know the constellation of Orion, if you are a cosmologist or an astronomer, if you know it, great. If you don't know it, Google Orion constellation now. You can pause it and you're back. Okay. So with tiny circles, draw on the constellation of Orion. So there's 7 stars, and while you're on the belt, I want you to really focus on the belt. Like, make it nice and pretty. Okay, so now that we've done the constellation, I want you to close your eyes. Imagine the girl of your dreams, which is me, obviously. No, probably not. Whichever girl of your dreams you have, whichever race, body, look, whatever, imagine that girl. Close your eyes. Imagine her just sitting on your lap with your pants around your ankles, your boxers on, with a chubby sprouting thing, a tent, and she's on your cock, and she's like grinding you, like, yeah, baby, God, I love your cock. But then the jam changes, the fat jam changes, the sexy jam changes, and she starts twerking. And I want you to type in reply to this post, in reply to me, type if you are, first off, type what's up, Azula. Okay, and if you are turned on by the twerking, say, I like twerking. If twerking doesn't do anything for you, say, twerking, not really my thing. If it repulses you, say, sorry, Azula, not my thing at all. And imagine the girl doing something else, something sexy for you. Like, I don't know, type what you're imagining, if she's doing the salsa or aerobic striptease or something. But if you like twerking, imagine twerking. Ooh, another nice thing to imagine, for those who don't like twerking, is belly dancing. Belly dancing is pretty hot, but those who like twerking, let's go with twerking. So she's twerking on you. She has on her booty shorts, her shoes, a crop top, her hair is whatever hair she has, and it's like waving around. And then you grab her waist. And then she stops. And then you whisper. I really want you to whisper. You say, hey. I really appreciate that. But now it's time for me to fap. And then she disappears. You open your eyes. Okay. And now it's time for you to fap. So, if you have pants around your ankles, you get rid of those pants. If you have shoes on, it's better if you get rid of those first. Or slippers. Or socks. Anything on your feet, take it off. Also, take off the pants on your ankles. And leave it on the floor. Don't pin it on the bed with a shirt. No, they're two separate things. You just leave it on the floor. Now. Yeah, your boxers on. Ooh, yeah. What kind of boxers are they, huh? Are they boxer briefs? Are they briefs? Are they boxers? What color are they? I want you to type it out. Type out what boxers you're wearing. Is it Calvin Klein? Or that's the only boxer brand I know. Calvin Klein or Tommy Hilfiger. Yeah. Or Calvin Klein. Or Calvin Klein. Or Ellen Underwear. But it's probably Calvin Klein. Now that you've described to me your underwear through typing, I want you to take off the underwear. I want you to be fully exposed and naked. Are you fully exposed and naked yet? If you are, say yeah. Like, actually say yeah with your mouth. Yeah. So, with your hard dick, look at it. Look at your hard dick. And just appreciate what you have. Appreciate the size, the girth, appreciate your balls. You know, you might love it, you might not like it so much, but just appreciate it, because in a little while, it's gonna make you feel really nice. Okay. So. With your two index fingers, assuming your right and your left index fingers, I want you to play with that spot in between your balls and your dick, that middle part. So imagine a triangle line, between where your ball starts, or where your balls came out from. And to the base of your cock, imagine like a triangle, an Illuminati triangle. And then, from the four corners of the Illuminati triangle, probably an isosceles triangle, by the way, the isosceles triangle, meet them in the middle, using the corners, and then you play with that spot. You play with that Illuminati spot, the eye of the triangle. So, with your two fingers, just play with it. Does it feel nice? I hope it actually feels nice. I don't really know. And then with your two fingers, slowly move up, following the tip of the isosceles triangle. Move up, move up. Ah, now you're on your base of your cock. On your shaft. Are you on the tip yet? Or are you on the base of the tip? Play with the base of the tip with your two fingers. Now, with your left index finger, go over the top and play with the head and get your index finger nice and covered in pre-cum. Now, get your right index finger, make it follow, and then trace the same line down. Down. Down your shaft. Down to the base of your cock. Okay. Now, it's time for the fun bit. I want you to grab your cock. Grab it. Not too tight. Not too loose. Because if you grab your cock too tight, you can lose sensitivity there. So we want to keep a sensitivity. So right amount of pressure. Not too loose, not too tight. Just enough. Grab it with whichever hand you want. And start playing with it. Up, down, up, down. Up slowly. Down slowly. Up faster. Down a little faster. Up slowly. Down slowly. And with your other hand, play with your balls. Up, down, up, down. Now, I want you to close your eyes. Bring your hand up close to the head of your cock. And use your thumb to play with the head. So you're only using one hand, but your hands are on your cock and thumb is playing with the head. And I hope it feels nice, actually, because I think it feels nice. I'm gonna try that next time I do things with a guy. And then close your eyes. And imagine you're playing Space Invader. And your cock is the joystick. So you're controlling a spaceship and you're killing aliens. So when you kill an alien, you move your thumb over your head and, you know, pivot and move the space ship with your cock and go pew 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 with the head of your dick. Okay, so you're playing Space Invader yet? You're playing in hard mode, by the way, so there's quite a lot of Space Invaders. I haven't played Space Invaders ever. You can be playing other games like Pong or Tetris. Or Dr. Mario, but Space Invader. Space Invader, go with that. Pew pew pew. So, okay, you finally killed all the alien Space Invader people. Yay! Now it's time for you to get on with the masturbation. Now do whatever you can. Do whatever you have to. To make you come. Get whatever lube you want, or if you don't use lube, okay, but if you do use lube, tell me what kind of lube you're using. Like, type it out on the same message reply to my recording. You know, I heard people use water. I guess you can use water, but a good one that I personally love to use is coconut oil and grapeseed oil. It's very good for your genital regions. Olive oil doesn't really wash out that well. So grapeseed, coconut, pretty darn good. But if you're using like just, I don't know, a brand name lube, tell me. Yeah. And so, okay. Just do whatever you have to do to get you off. Like, go fast, go slow if you want to, use two hands if you want, or just your fingers. Whatever you have to do to make you come. But I want you to do it while closing your eyes. Close your eyes and imagine your favorite fetish happening right in front of your eyes. Whatever fetish it is, no matter how deprived, how wrong, or how right, or how vanilla, imagine it and come to it. So I want you to come very, very soon. And by soon, I mean 20 seconds from now. So I'm going to count and do whatever you can, whatever it takes for you to come in 20 seconds. So timer starts now. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, it's 14, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, lift off! Fireworks! Yeah! Now imagine fireworks and triumphant music playing, the flag of your country waving in the background, and a monument that is iconic in your country. You did your country well, soldier. Thank you for your service. Now, press that verify, that capture button. And if there's like a picture or like a capture you have to put, type that capture in. You're probably like panting right now. Okay, you can do that after you're panting. But type in that capture, put on that verification, and hit post. That is all. Thank you. Bye-bye.